Bibles with me, the book of Psalm 150. I'm going to read there one verse. But it's good to see you all here in the house of the Lord this morning. Praise God.
Amen.
And I think today is a day that we should be grateful to the Lord. This time of the year when Thanksgiving thinking and mentality and preparations for family gatherings and so on. But wow, God's people need to be thankful. We need to be so thankful because there's so much to be thankful about. Hallelujah. I was reading about the Thanksgiving, and I was reading about what the doctors say about being thankful and grateful, and the psychologists and the doctors, and they say that the more thankful you are, the more happier you're going to be.
Praise God.
The more thankful you are, the more healthy you're going to be.
All right.
The more thankful you are, the more freedom you're going to be.
Yes.
The more thankful you are, the more you're going to draw people to you.
Amen. Yes. Praise God.
You're
going to
have greater influence on them.
Thank you, Lord. There's something
about the attitude of thanksgiving and praise
unto God.
Yes. It makes a great difference in our life. We'll be more happy, we'll have more freedom, we'll have more liberty, we'll have more confidence.
Amen.
Other than when we are thankful unto the Lord. The scripture reads in Psalm 150. Psalm 150, it reads as follows. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord.
Yes, amen.
Praise ye the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
Brother Ricky Cruz on Thursday night used this verse.
Mm-hmm.
And when he used the verse, and then he asked something as to tell me about praise or something of that nature. But he read this verse. Boy, I was ready to take off on that. I said, I'm going to hold back. I'm going to see what others think, right?
Yes,
I'm going to let what others think. But I was ready to take off on this. Because this is a very powerful scriptures here, Psalm 150, these verses. But that verse there, it really sticks out really strong. And I'll explain that in a little while. But the scripture says, let everything, and that, by the way, that was a good teaching on Thursday.
That's right.
Let everything that hath breath
praise
the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And then he says, if you didn't get it, he says, praise ye the Lord. Let everything. And then he says, praise ye. You praise him.
Praise God.
Let everything. And then you praise him.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Lift your hands with me.
And
let's praise the Lord.
Thank
for just
you, Lord.
A few moments. Hallelujah a lot, don't we? And that means praise ye the Lord.
Amen.
When you say hallelujah, you are saying praise ye the Lord. So when you lift up your hands and you say hallelujah, you're saying praise ye the Lord. When you say hallelujah, it's the same as saying praise hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. We need to be praisers. God wants us to be praisers. There is power in praise.
Amen.
I said there is power in praise. Amen. We were just with a bunch of young people there in Bloomington on Friday night, and then we stayed for at least half a day there in the morning till about 1 or so in the afternoon. And just being around these young kids, my Lord, they got so much passion to praise the Lord. And they had some very good musicians and good singers, and wow, it was amazing. You know, I don't know. I really like to. I'm sure they probably recorded last night's service. You know, but it must have been power packed because Friday night was just so awesome. There's just an atmosphere. These kids came together to praise the name of the Lord, and we're in the mix with them, and wow, it's contagious. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We need to become praisers for the glory of the Lord. You may be seated.
Amen.
How many of you know that it is a sin to disobey? How many know that? Right? ABCs, right? The faith. How many know that it's a sin to disobey?
Man.
Everybody should know that. We disobey, that's a sin, right? But God says, let everyone that has breath praise the Lord. God says that everyone, that means everyone, right? ABC. God says, let everyone, that means everyone. Everyone that has breath. We all have breath here. I don't see nobody dead here. Nobody's dead. We're all alive here, right? Praise the Lord. So I have breath, you have breath, and the Bible says, praise ye the Lord. Praise is eternal. Praise is eternal. It will never cease. It will go on throughout eternity. And as we spend time praising God, we are preparing ourselves for eternal life.
Yes.
Amen. We have eternal life already in us, but we are preparing ourselves because in heaven and the life after there will be praise going on eternally. Amen. Amen. It will never stop. And I looked up what the dictionary said on this word praise. Thesaurus Dictionary says, praise means to respect, to esteem, to admire, to appreciate, to commend, to give approval, to recommend, to honor, to applaud, to cheer, to tribute, to acknowledge, compliment, and to worship.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That is what we do when we praise God. We are doing all of what I just finished reading. Now, in the Old Testament, I always like to go back. I've done some studies on this. But word studies on the word praise in the Old Testament. And as a matter of fact, I brought them out here in our church on different occasions. But the word praise in Old Testament Hebrew means to give high regard, to consider or give consideration and esteem unto the Lord our God. Todah means to adore, to love, to worship with thanksgiving, and a sacrifice of praise. Todah means to lift your hands with a choir of worshipers.
Amen.
Just
God.
Like what we do when we come to the house of God. It means to lift your hands with a choir of worshipers. And the scripture, the psalmist David wrote in Psalms 134 and 2 says, lift up your hands in the sanctuary.
Yes.
Lift up your hands.
Hallelujah.
Lift up your hands in the sanctuary, and then bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Glorify him. Exalt him. Amen. And then the Apostle Paul said, lifting up holy hands. I would that all men lift up their hands holy with holy hands unto the Lord in the sanctuary. Amen. And so that's todah. Yada means to use your hands to give reverence, to give and show respect. It means to admire, to worship, to give thanks, and to praise with extended hands.
Amen.
The psalmist David said, thus will I bless thee while I live. I'm going to bless you while I am alive. I will lift up my hands in thy name. I'm going to lift up my hands in thy name, in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to bless you while I live. Barak means to kneel and to bless God as an act of adoration. That means getting down on your knees, kneeling down and blessing. That's what you call Barak. And then there's another word, Ranan. Ranan means to shout for joy, to be joyful, to greatly rejoice, not just to rejoice, but to greatly rejoice. It means to cause others to rejoice and to shout for joy. Wow, that's a challenge, right? To get others to shout for joy. But it says this is what the word means. It means to shout for joy, to be joyful, to greatly rejoice, to cause to rejoice, and to shout for joy. That's why when you hear it say, come on, somebody shout hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what we're doing. We're doing renan. We're doing praise. We're doing renan. Somebody shout hallelujah. Rejoice in the Lord. Come on, let's get happy in the Lord. Praise God. That's what we're, that's what the word means. Renan. Hallelujah. So it means to shout for joy, to be joyful, greatly rejoice, cause to rejoice and shout for joy, to sing loud. That's what it means. Renan means to sing loud and to triumph. Hallelujah. To sing with triumph. There's something about praising the Lord that's healthy for you.
Yeah. Amen.
It's healthy for me. Yeah. It brings glory to the Lord, but it's healthy for us.
Yeah.
What a great difference. Brother, what a, it's an attitude. It's an attitude that makes us, changes whatever we're going through. If you're depressed, I see, it's so sad. We walked into the hospital last night, emergency hospital. There was a need that we had to go meet last night. And when we went into that hospital, you see all these people so depressed. And you see them scarred up by the world, scarred up by sin, you know. And you look at it and say, man, if we could just get some of these folks just to shout. A lot of people in the hospital are not really physically sick. They are mentally sick. They're emotionally sick, right? And if you can get people to change their attitude and get them into an attitude of praise and worship unto the Lord, wow. People would get healed. You can be healed this morning. Amen. You can be set free this morning. Hallelujah. What kind of house do you live in? Kind of an attitude you have in your house. Is it depressing? Do something about it. Or do you like the depression? Right? Doesn't feel good around the house? Change it.
All right. That's right.
Do something about it. Or do you like living in that ugly house? I mean, you know, ugly attitude, ugly spirit, you know. You know what I'm talking about. I don't know. I'm just saying this. You know, I don't know how your house really is, you know. Right? But if it is, change it.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about that, man. Sister Fernandez, she keeps me at peace. Because she has to have all that soft music. Oh, like this. It keeps my nerves down, right? Me, I want that drum to go. Come on, let's go. I want that guitar. Come on, let's get in here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But you see, praise is great. Praise is wonderful. Praise changes attitudes. And the scripture says, glory ye in his holy name.
Yes.
Glory in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Mm-hmm. Rejoice. Seek the Lord.
Amen.
Change your atmosphere. Praise God. Ooh, Lord God Almighty. And then the psalmist David said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all you lands. And then serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with singing.
Yes.
How many of you sing at home? Brother Ricky said when he gets up out of bed, the first, I don't know, I'm watching him, man. Okay, he's going to get out of bed now. Turns this way. And then he puts his foot down. When he puts his foot down, then he starts singing, right?
Yeah.
First thing he does in the morning. Wow, that's pretty cool. How long you been doing that for?
A couple of months.
All right, just a couple of months. Wow. Change your attitude. The psalmist David said, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will be glad and rejoice in it. You're changing your attitude already. This day, today is the day. But we get up so just complaining, negative about everything and everybody, and nobody's no good, and nothing's going right, and everything's ugly, and my God, change your attitude. Or else you're going to get sick, and you're going to make others sick around you. Who wants to be around sick people? Right? When I say sick, I'm talking about spiritually. You know, but I guess the other is just the same. Renan. That was Renan. Renan. And there's another one called, it's called Renana. A little bit different. Added A-H on it. And again, it means the same thing. It means a shout of joy and to joyfully use your voice to sing. I mean, hey, you want to sing? Let's do it good.
Yeah.
And the psalm says, glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What can we do to rejoice? What can we do to make our spirits come alive? Amen. Hallelujah. If there's worry and stress and anxiety in the house, then guess what? We got to change the attitude.
Yep.
If it seems dark is in the house, then we got to change the attitude. Mm-hmm. We got to do that on the job. We got to do that at school. We got to do that everywhere we go.
Yes.
If I go to a meeting, hallelujah, same thing. Praise God. You change your attitude.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Renana. And then there's another one, Simcha. Simcha. And that means to glee. That means laughter. Mm. Wow, there's nothing wrong with laughing. Hallelujah. It's good. A good laughter. I mean, there's a time and a place where there's a time to cry. There's a time to be happy. There's a time to go to sleep. There's a time to wake up. There's a time to work. There's a time to not work. There's a time. Hey, there's time for everything.
Yeah.
Amen. And Simcha means to glee, it means laughter and excitement, joy and delight. That's why I love what the scripture says, praise ye the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of the saints.
Yes.
Let Israel rejoice in him that hath made him.
Yes.
Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Wow. Ooh, hallelujah. When's the last time you did a little dance?
All right.
I hope it wasn't way back when you were a teenager, 15 years old or 16, when you did a little whatever. I don't know. But when's the last time you really danced? I mean, hey, I remember seeing Brother Charlie. I don't know what you were, whatever. I don't know what he was jumping up the back. He was going like this. He don't got that soul. You know, there's black folks, they have a way. I mean, they just so natural. I mean, they just,
that's right.
You know, some of us we're not that natural. You know, we have to kind of put it on a little bit, you know. But he was jumping up and then laid out of those. He had a victory, right? Well, you know, hey, dance. It says to dance.
Yeah.
My God. Some are ashamed to. I'll get opportunity to preach on that one day. Why some people don't praise the Lord? I got a big list of reasons why people don't praise the Lord. But remember, I asked a question. The scripture says, "Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord."
Mm-hmm.
And then it says, "Praise ye the Lord."
Yes.
That's a command. So if we don't do it, we're disobeying.
Mm-hmm.
And Simcha. Is the meaning is laughter, glee, excitement, joy, and delight. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with a timbrel.
Hallelujah.
And with a harp.
Yes, hallelujah.
For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people.
Yes.
The Lord loves it when his people praise him.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. And then while we're praising him, God dwells in the midst of the praises of his people. And if God dwells in the midst of the praise of his people, and our God is a holy God, he's a righteous God, he's a merciful God, a loving God, then the scripture says he will beautify the meek with salvation.
Yeah.
Amen. He will beautify us. He'll beautify our salvation. I'm sorry, honey. But too many people, their salvation is put on hold, or they have no joy of salvation. They just go through the motions. They just, you know, somebody said it the other day. I made that statement, and I heard somebody say it the other day. Some people are just existing. They're not living. You will never live until you get Jesus in your life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't know why some people make it so hard. It's so simple. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. I'm the life. But God will beautify it. Why? He makes us beautiful.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
Man.
Praise the Lord. He will beautify the meek with salvation. And he says, let the saints be joyful in glory.
Yes.
And let them sing aloud upon their beds.
Hallelujah.
My God, that's better still. Hallelujah. Sing on your bed before you get up. Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Whatever it is, whatever you got to do, Brother Ricky, whatever we have
That's
to
right.
do, let's
yeah.
do it for
Amen.
The glory of
Amen.
God. Let's
Hallelujah.
Make the name of the Lord exalted
yes.
in our life. Let's
yes.
make the name of the Lord
Hallelujah.
Exalted in our world. There's a world that is lost that needs Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And we can bring an environment that can impact others for the glory of
That's
God.
That's right. That's right.
But it will not happen unless we really get a hold of this.
Yes.
Zamar. Zamar is another one. Another word. It means to touch the strings or the musical instruments.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Touch the strings or the musical instruments with the fingers.
Yes.
Wow.
It means to pray, to praise, or make music accompanied by the voice. It means to celebrate in song and music. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with a palfrey and a harp.
Yes.
Praise Him with a timbrel and a dance.
Hallelujah.
I love when Sister Magana's here. Brother Magana. Matter of fact, I'm like, you know, I miss them when they're not here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, because they sit right behind us most of the time, right behind. And she's got her little tambourine.
Uh-huh.
And she plays that little tambourine pretty good, you know. She moves that little tambourine. There, I don't know, tambourines got out of date. I don't know what happened, you know. They people don't use them no more. But boy, you know how to use it. You know how to play a tambourine, honey.
Praise God.
That they can make some music.
Yes, that can.
Amen.
The Bible says, praise Him with string. Praise Him with a palfrey and an harp. Praise Him with a timbrel and a dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and organs.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ooh.
Praise God.
With organs. My Lord.
Where are the organs?
We used to have that organ.
Mm.
Man, it made a whole difference. Praise Him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. That's what Zamar means. And then the one that I usually make emphasis on, and this is part of Psalm 150, the whole, every verse in Psalm 150, the last psalm of the Psalms of David, right? The word praise is halal. And halal means to clear, to make clear, to shine, to make a show, kind of like show off, to make a show. Wow, hallelujah. To make a show, to boast,
all right.
To brag, to clamor. That means to shout, to scream, to yell foolishly.
Hallelujah.
In Spanish, it sounds kind of bad because I couldn't get a word for foolishness, but it's tonto. Be tonto. Hallelujah. Act tonto. My Lord. It means to rave. Go wild. Be enthusiastic. Glory. And to celebrate. Celebration means to rejoice. To have fun. As going to a party. No wonder the apostle or the psalmist David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. It
Hallelujah.
Means to go to a party to enjoy and have a good time. And the whole Psalm 150 is halal.
Praise God. Woo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
My God. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you're not used to it. You're not used to it. You're not used to it. You got to get used to it, honey, because there's going to be a lot of shouting in heaven. Amen. And there's got to, listen, a shout of praise, will bring the presence of God down. If you want the anointing of the Holy Ghost upon your life, we want the anointing. Listen, who wants to be around an uncaring, unloving, ugly, nasty, rotten, smelly, stinking attitude?
Help us, Lord.
Nobody.
That's right.
So we got to beautify. We got to make that atmosphere.
Yeah.
People, when they come to our church, they ought to feel something. They ought to feel the love of God. They ought to feel an anointing. They ought to feel something that makes them feel like, wow, I don't know why I'm feeling this way. I feel some tingling or something. I feel like I want to cry or something. I don't
yes,
know. I feel like something, a vibration's on me. Somebody
Praise
told
God.
One of our Muslim friends, he says, when we're around you, Ron and Mama Francis and Pastor Ron, he said, we're around you. You have good vibes. You know,
yes, he
don't know that's anointing of the Holy Ghost. But he said, you got good vibes.
That's
you know?
Right. Yeah. Yes.
We're supposed to have good vibes. We're supposed to get good vibes everywhere we go. And it's not going to happen unless we have anointed Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Sherry, for the Lord. So now I can tell you what I wanted to tell you. I gave my introduction here. I told you what praise is. Everybody understand? You should be by now. All right, I gave you a pretty good little definition. Hallelujah. What is praise? What will praise do for you? The power of praise. What benefit do we have in praising the Lord? Yes. Well, as a church, as an individual, praise will push those who are not attracted to God away from Him.
Hallelujah.
They're either going to push Him away or they're going to push you close. He'll push those who are not attracted, those who do not want God, those who want to stay away from God, they're going to push Him away. I don't want to be around that. There's something about, there's an atmosphere. There are some people, man, they get around Holy Ghost, brother, you get around Holy Ghost anointed services. And when they you get around those, it's kind of like you're either going to get in, or I think I'm going to go back somewhere, and I think I'm going to slowly take a hike, right? Amen. But those who are seeking after God, they will find Him. And there's many people that do not know what they're looking for, but when there is praise and worship in the house of God, and His presence is there, it will help people find God. If you praise God passionately and wholeheartedly, you will enter into true worship. Sometimes it's very difficult to describe real true worship, but honey, I know one thing. If you praise God properly and passionately, hallelujah, you will automatically go into worship.
Yes, sir. Yes.
You
That's
will
right.
automatically go into worship. Yes. There's just no way you can't go into worship if you're passionate about praising the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Hallelujah. Praise God.
God dwells during the praises of His people, and when we praise Him and His presence comes into our midst, God can and will do anything that will bring glory to His name.
Yes, sir. Amen.
There will be a manifestation of God's power. There will be people who are going to get the Holy Ghost. It's so easy. Yesterday in the afternoon, I just walked up to this kid. There was an atmosphere, and I could see, and I said to him, hey, you don't have the Holy Ghost. You have never spoken in tongues before, have you? And he said, no. I said, keep doing what you're doing. Just praise Jesus. Just praise Jesus. Brother, moments, and like in
praise
moments,
God.
He was speaking in other tongues.
Praise
first
God.
Time in his life, they were taking pictures because
he
brought
you,
him
Jesus.
There. He needed the Holy Ghost. I didn't even know. I just walked up there. I saw. I could see that the young man was really wanting to get into God, and that's the way it is. Praise God. God's presence comes. It'll be easy for healing. It'll be easy for miracles. You don't even need to pray. You just declare, in the name of Jesus, ears open up. Prayed for somebody yesterday. His ears, something was wrong with his ear, Brother Lee. His ears, since he was just a boy, he could hear, but he has a problem. They want to give him an operation because it bleeds and so on. I said, in the name of Jesus, I didn't even pray. I just believed by faith that
Jesus
the Lord is going to heal that kid.
Amen.
Yes. In the name of Jesus, that's what happens.
Amen.
When the Spirit of the Lord moves.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. There'll be signs and wonders. These signs follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils. They brother, all the powers of darkness. That's why, we need to realize the importance of the power of praise and worship in spiritual warfare. We're in a battle.
Yes, sir. Hey.
We're in a battle. We're in a battle every day. We wrestle not against flesh and bone, flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness and so on. And brother, those spirits, sometimes you can feel them. Sometimes you can see that there's an attitude, an atmosphere. We walked into that hospital yesterday. You can feel there's a darkness in there. Amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. But you walk in, you walk in and you change the atmosphere.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Because
yes.
You got the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of the Lord is working in you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We need to get into this praising business.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to quit being so tight. And that's not my culture. And that's not my style.
Mm.
Or that's not my, come on, brother, that's not my thing, Hello, come on. The Bible said, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord, and not just by being a good example.
Woo!
You know, hey, honey, I can look like the best example if I put on the right clothes. Mm. I can look like the greatest example, but the greatest example, people just see but they don't know nothing.
That's true.
You gotta open your mouth. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Yes.
Woo! Hallelujah. You gotta say, if you got it, you got it. You gotta say so.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You gotta speak it. You gotta shout it. You gotta praise.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Woo.
You gotta dance about it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If you don't dance about it, that means you're not excited enough about lifting up the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. When you start doing it, hallelujah. No, but I'm too old. No, this is for the young kids.
Ooh, where wow.
That? That's a devil. That's a devil. Besides, you're not young. You're not old anyway. You're not old till you're 100 years old.
Praise God.
Lord Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praising God and the Spirit will help to develop a positive attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Praise will stir up faith.
Yes.
It'll stir up faith. My, in an atmosphere of praise, the anointing comes on you. Ooh, you see somebody, it's just draws you. You just want to go over there and be a blessing to them. You just want to go over there and pray for them. You just want to go over there and put your arm around them. Hallelujah. Say something to them. Praise God.
That's right. Amen.
Sister Magdalena, last Sunday when I told everybody to come up and pray, or I asked people to come up and pray, and then we prayed for some folks, and she stayed back there, and she said, Pastor, you told us to extend your hands, extend our hands, and I extended my hands, and when I extended my hands to pray for the people, I was extending my hands to pray for them, and as I extended my hands, I felt like and heard like water, and it felt like water, great sounds of water, and I was saying, what is going on here? I don't understand this. And so she went and prayed about it, and on Wednesday of last week, she says to me, she says, the prayer meeting, there was a prayer meeting going here on Wednesday. By the way, it's every other Wednesday you'd like to come, you're welcome.
That's right.
Praise God.
Amen. That's right,
woman.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. But it was, and she said, Pastor, I went, I prayed about it. I said, Lord, what did that mean? She said that the Lord was letting her understand that God is going to bless this church in such a way,
yes,
a mighty way, a praise powerful
God.
Way.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I said, sister, praise the Lord.
You
just giving me a confirmation. I already knew that. Praise God. I had it in me. That's why I'm here. I believe God has something great for House of Praise Community Center.
That's right. That's right.
Something really
that's
great.
Right.
I believe something really great is going to happen
name.
Here. And we're going to see a mighty move of God. We're going to see a tremendous growth. It's exciting. It's anticipating how it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't lose your praise. Just don't lose your praise. If you lose your praise, and
wow, help us, Lord.
Bummed out, back to old business, going back to the old way of doing things. No excitement about it. How you gonna have growth that way?
That's right. Amen.
God help us. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. People want to be around an atmosphere. And this that has faith, that has hope. Praise the Lord. Healing. Hallelujah. It'll bring healing and hope and joy and peace and liberty and freedom and kindness in a loving atmosphere.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah. People still think I'm a pastor. You don't know me good enough. Praise the Lord. Some of you really don't know me as well as you should. But I'm always saying I love you all. I love you. I love you. They think I'm faking it, I guess, or that I'm just saying it just to say it, I guess. I don't know. but I mean it.
Hallelujah.
Now, my love may not be as great as yours, you know, but wherever my love is, even if it's right here in Maso Menos, you know. I love you all. With that little Maso Menos, you know, I'm hoping it get bigger, you know. Praise the Lord. But I'm telling the truth. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Ooh. Yeah. Nobody wants to be around an unfriendly, uncaring, unloving, selfish spirit. Praise and worship will help to develop a dynamic and awesome atmosphere conducive to church growth. The scripture says, and they continually, daily, with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. That's what we're doing in our home, our care and share groups.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. That's what we're doing in our care and share groups. But then verse 47 says, they were praising God, and they had favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved.
Yes, hallelujah. Amen.
Woo, hallelujah.
Amen.
Where there is true praise and gratitude, thankfulness, appreciation, worship, there is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. We were just singing, Him who knew no sin was made sin so that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That means we have the privilege, the honor to be able to stand before God innocent as if we have never sinned. There's no condemnation. There's no guilt. There's no condemnation, no inferiority, no fear in the presence of God.
That's right.
No wonder we shout and praise the Lord. Some people don't understand that. But if you understand that, that ought to bring a shout and a praise to your life. Have needs and challenges, difficulties and trials.
That's right.
Hallelujah. We all have them.
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
It's
hallelujah.
Amazing how the young people need to be told often that through it all,
through
you're going to have troubles and trials. Yes, and I say it this way, I say it's normal. Yes. If you don't have troubles and trials, it's not normal to not have them. Because you're going to have it.
Yes,
it's just normal. My fault said you're going to have troubles and trials and difficulties and challenges.
Hallelujah.
How good it looks on the outside, honey. We all have troubles and trials and difficulties and challenges and tough times and a little bit of everything.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But the scripture says it this way. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherein we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Man, we think of when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be.
Yes.
When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Amen.
Hey, we rejoice in the glory of God. We rejoice in the day that we're going to see the Lord. I've talked about that for about 4 weeks. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We rejoice in that. Hallelujah. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away.
Amen.
My Lord. Woo. There's a beautiful home far beyond the sea. Hallelujah. And it's waiting for me. Praise God. But we rejoice in the glory of God. The day that we're going to be in His presence forever and ever and ever. But then Paul said, not only so, we don't just rejoice about the future glory, but we glory in tribulations also. We glory in our troubles and trials. We glory, amen. We're going through hard times, and yet we're still glorying and glorifying the Lord. We're still here in the house of God. We stay faithful and excited about Jesus. We haven't lost our shout. We haven't lost our joy.
That's right.
We haven't lost our victory, even though we're going through all hell. Break it loose.
Help us, Lord. Amen.
We glory in tribulation. Why do we glory in tribulation? Knowing, because we know something. Knowing that tribulation gives us patience.
Amen.
And boy, does Pastor Ron Fernandez need patience. But I don't ask for it. I don't pray for it. I don't want to pray for patience. No. But tribulation gives us patience.
Yes, sir.
And patience gives us experience.
Yes.
Gives us maturity. And experience gives us hope. And the more hope we get, then we get more of God's love.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That's what happens. And so because we know this, that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, because we know this, then we praise Him no matter what's going on in our life.
Yes.
When you feel like it, when you don't feel like it, when you're depressed or you feel depression, you praise Him. When you're unhappy with your husband, praise Him. Yeah. When you're unhappy with your wife, praise her. Praise Him.
Hallelujah.
Praise her too. Maybe that'll change something there. Praise God, but praise anyway. Yeah, you got money, praise Him. If you don't have no money, praise Him. If you got a new dress, praise Him. If you don't have a new dress, praise Him. Whatever you're going through, praise Him.
Yeah.
Praise Him in the morning. Praise Him in the noontime. Yeah. Praise Him when the sun goes down. That's what the song is meant to sing.
Amen.
People with a heart of praise more easily surrender to the will of God.
Hallelujah.
And they present their bodies.
Thank you,
as a
Lord.
Living sacrifice.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
When you're a praiser, it's more easier to say yes, Lord.
Praise God.
When you're not a praiser, it's more difficult. Mm. Hallelujah. But you are a chosen generation,
yes, sir.
A royal priesthood,
yes.
A holy nation. That you should show forth the praises of Him,
yes.
That has called you out of darkness into the marvelous light. Wow, hallelujah. Who were not a people. We were not a people, but now we are the people of
hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Amen, amen. Thank
you. So I'm going to ask you, I guess I came to a conclusion here. I didn't have a story for you. Hallelujah. I didn't have a good story. Come Thursday night, I'll give you a good story about you.
All right.
I already started looking up my notes. I don't teach very often on Thursday, but this Thursday, I feel honored, my God, to give you an opportunity. Brother Ricky said, would you like to? Yes, Brother Ricky, I know I can do it. Yes.
Jesus,
he helps me to set up the schedule and so on. But I do have a